Hello, and welcome to the Bison 40X podcast. I am your host, Mike Gomes. This is episode one in what will be a series of short podcasts we will be sharing throughout this 40X campaign. The goal of the podcast is to highlight the 40X program, its features, and some of its guidelines. We will meet with various leaders and coaches throughout the campaign to hear about their experiences with this 40X, and we will talk about the process in general. This episode, I'll be focusing on leads and commitments. It is important to differentiate between the two, as they are not to be confused with each other, and both play a critical role in the success of all 40X campaigns. When you first start a meeting with your team to talk about your WIG and develop it, your wildly important goal, ideas were likely tabled on the actions that would have to take place to achieve your WIG. These ideas were the start to your leads. Think of your WIG as a large rock. To move this rock, you could lean into it, get your friends to help push. But the most effective way to move a large rock is to use a lever. Leaning in and pushing may gain incremental wins, but by applying a lever consistently, we're able to get the rock moving long term. All very metaphorical, of course. I know you see the point. This action, this levering, is the second discipline of 40X. Act on the lead measures. Create leverage. This is a good time to remind you of the four disciplines and, you know, share an easy acronym that I use as a good way to commit them to your memory. I use the acronym FLEE. Focus, leverage, engagement, and accountability. These are the four disciplines of 40X. When you choose a strong lever to be your lead and apply it consistently, the results will come. In order for your leads to be effective, they must be two things. They must be predictive, meaning the action taken will result in moving the lag, the WIG measure, and they also need to be directly influenceable by each member of the team. Ask yourself when you look at your lead, is each team member able to impact the outcome when they complete the lead? Let's look at an example. Today you're in sales. Say your WIG is to increase revenue by 10% over last year. Your lead could be as simple as each team member will contact 5 new prospects weekly. This lead is very simple. It is influenceable. Each team member can perform this lead. It is also predictive. The bet that you and the team is making is that by contacting 5 new prospects weekly, sales will increase with the new business leads the team connects with. A simple example, yes, but it highlights the structure of a lead. Now for the commitment. Commitment are actions that each team member makes weekly to support positive outcomes. These commitments can and should be driven from the lead actions. A specific example from our above example is, I am going to make a lunch appointment with prospect Mike Jones from ABC Company to discuss the challenges they might be facing with their recent merger and how we could help. This is a very specific follow-up to a prospecting call that the team member made and is going to follow up on. This is repeated weekly. The leads that were put in place are achieved weekly, and then each team member will develop and report on the completion of his or her commitments. The intention is that by performing the lead measure every week, commitments will be developed from the completion of the lead or in support of the lead. It is important to highlight here that we want to avoid making commitments that parrot the lead. Example, I am going to contact a prospect by next week. This commitment is the same as the lead. As team leaders, we should be aware of this and offer support to the team to draw out effective commitments. Other commitment examples for the specific WIG could be as simple as, I commit this week to meeting with a CSR from our team to train our customer onboarding process. Or, I commit this week in support of our lead to introducing our VP of sales to Mike Jones to help close the sale. The point is the lead actions that are repeated every week by the team are actions that the team has bet will move their rock, their WIG. Commitments can be clear the path actions that improve outcomes from the lead. They can be follow-up actions, such as in the examples provided. The key takeaway is commitments are separate from the lead. I hope this podcast has been informative. There is a great deal of information located in the 40X Share folder. Please do not hesitate to reach out to your coach for assistance in locating this material or myself. Thank you, and good luck with your 40X.